Chris Cooper, professor and political analyst at Western Carolina University, stopped by our studios to answer why it's our state that has become so important and popular with presidential candidates and the national media.
I think it's been sort of a slow progression. So really in 2008 and 2012, people made a lot of the flip, right? So in 2008, we went blue. In 2012, we went red. And I think the whole country looked at us and said, well, something must be happening in North Carolina. I think the reality is we were actually just getting closer. So in 2008, of all the states that Obama won, his margin was the smallest in North Carolina. In 2012, of all the states that Romney won, his margin was the smallest in North Carolina. So we've actually been getting closer and closer to the kind of average state as time has gone on. So I don't think it's been this election cycle, although we've certainly gotten the news coverage for it this election cycle.
What are the factors that made everything get closer in the last 8 years?
You know, I think it's been a lot of things over the last 8 years. One is obviously in-migrants to the state, right? So we know that one of the main, if not the reason that North Carolina went blue in 2008 was in-migrants to the state who tended to register unaffiliated, which for the data geeks is very, very confusing to us. But they've turned out for Obama in pretty huge numbers. And so if you look at places like Research Triangle Park, Buncombe County certainly to some degree, Mecklenburg County, the places with lots of in-migration, I think that is what has made us more into a battleground state. At the same time, the whole South has been flipping, right? So the South went from overwhelmingly Democratic to overwhelmingly Republican over time. And I think North Carolina has been kind of a bellwether. We've never gone quite as – we weren't quite as Democratic as some of the other southern states, and we haven't become quite as Republican as some of the other southern states. So we sort of held closer to that line.
Where does Western North Carolina fit into that and how things have changed to make it so close? What effect has this area of the state had on that?
You know, this area of the state's really interesting for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, Buncombe County is very, very different than the rest of Western North Carolina. So I drove here today from Jackson through Haywood into Buncombe, and these are really three different political universes, certainly two different ones, Buncombe versus the rest of the region. So candidates who want to come here need to appeal to Buncombe County, which is reliably blue. They also need to appeal to places like Watauga and Jackson counties, which are sometimes red and sometimes blue, and then the rest of Western North Carolina, which is overwhelmingly red. So you've got this sort of strange dynamic within 23 counties that I think makes it hard for candidates to really understand. At the same time, this partisan shift that I talked about has been a little slower to happen in Western North Carolina. So to take Jackson County, for example, Jackson County is still overwhelmingly Democratic, but may vote red. And so I think that is sort of a sign of how interesting Western North Carolina is.
Why has the partisan shift taken longer to get here?
There's a lot of reasons for it. And I think one is race. So outside of Buncombe County, there's just not as large of a minority population. And so one reason we know that the partisan shift happened was that when African-Americans started registering to vote in much larger numbers, they went to the Democratic Party. And so as a result, a lot of white Southerners left the Democratic Party and went to the Republican Party. In an area like Western North Carolina with, you know, single-digit proportions of African Americans, it's just a lot less likely that's going to happen. And so folks have held on to this sort of old mountain Democrat, blue dog Democrat idea, the kind of thing that Heath Shuler represented, I think, very well when he was in Congress.
Everything, or just about everything, is on the ballot this year in North Carolina. It's not just president, senate. You have governor and the general assembly. You also have all these county level seats that are up. What effect does that have, having everything on the ballot all at once, all in one year?
One thing I think it does is to drive up voter turnout, right? If you are motivated at the local level, the state level, or the federal level, there's something on this ballot for you. And so the parties need to just really concentrate on getting people to the polls. For the individual candidates, the hard part is breaking through the noise, right? So if you are running for soil and water commissioner, for example, it's hard to get known. It's hard to let people know what you stand for. So I would expect we're going to see higher turnout, but also higher what we call ballot roll-off, where people vote at the top of the ticket, and then when they get lower down, they say, I've kind of lost track of who these folks are. I'm not going to cast an ill-informed vote.
And what effect does that have on races, such like maybe the county commissioners here in Buncombe County?
It could have a large effect on these kind of races. Obviously, the fewer voters there are, the more each vote matters. And so if you're running for county commission in Buncombe County or Haywood County or Madison County or anywhere else, the key is to get people to the polls and to let them know who you are. And so they have that name recognition when they come in. You've got a lot of out-of-state money coming in, which I think is a little bit unusual for things like state legislative seats and, you know, state Senate seats and even some county commission seats. It's just more expensive to do everything right now. It's more expensive to run for office. You've got more state level coordination with some of these races. So you've got state legislative seats where parties in Raleigh are sending in professional campaign managers to run those campaigns. It's a very, very professional environment from the bottom of the ticket to the top of the ticket.
But also having all these races on the ballot means a lot are getting overlooked, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. There's only so much media space that that can be filled. And it, right now it's been filled mostly with Donald Trump, and we get bored with that a little more, Donald Trump. Maybe a governor's race fits in. Maybe lately I think a U.S. Senate race has fit in. And if we know that voters learn about candidates for good or bad through media consumption, then it's been harder and harder and harder for folks to have the attention and the time and the information, frankly, to cast an informed vote lower down the ticket.
Chris Cooper, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.